This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Callum McSwiggan on FUBAR Radio.
Warm nights, slow hands. You let me sleep in your arms with your heart in front of me. Sweet words, small clouds. You said to me, you'd be loving me forever. We got lost in the light, now we're stumbling through the dark. And sometimes I wonder why we have to work this hard. But here we are. I remember.
Welcome back to the Callum McSwiggan Show. Today, yay, I am joined by some beautiful, beautiful people. I am joined by The Real Brunch. Hello, guys.
Ooh. Hi, Callum.
Hey. I'm so excited.
It's great to have you here. So we have Martin, Ella and Becky with us. And it's great to have you here because I actually had the pleasure of coming on your podcast.
You did.
A little while ago. And what I really liked about coming on your podcast was that we got quite controversial quite quickly.
And that was probably me. I'm sorry.
I just feel like there are so, you know, there's so many podcasts out there right now, and it's, I feel like it's a really competitive industry. Mm. And it was really great coming on your show because of, you know, that controversial element and also the fun element and the games and everything else. And yes, I think it's a really nice balance.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I kind of want to know, like, what the tell us a little bit about it, but also like what the future is for the podcast or the hopes for the future.
Okay, shall I start?
Yeah, go on.
So the podcast started because I was listening to a lot of American podcasts, and there was a lot of pop culture and fun podcasts in the States, and I was like, we don't really have that many here in the UK or that I'm listening to, so I wanted to make something. And Becky and I have known each other for about 6 years or so.
Yes, six, 7 years now.
Her boyfriend is my best friend, and so I called her while I was living in Japan, and I said, I'm coming back in 3 months, I want to make this show. We came back and we talked about it, but it just didn't really, it just, we were missing something. And then I went away again, and then I met this lovely lady, Ella.
Oh no, not her.
And I was like, I've got something that you might enjoy doing. And then so we came back and I brought these two together. And what was fun was, one of the, maybe the second time you guys ever met was when we first started recording. So their friendship has kind of grown throughout the show.
Through the real brunch, yeah.
We had loads of mutual friends, and I was like, oh yeah, I've met her kind of at an audition before. And then the second time was, yeah, we had microphones and headphones and we were going for it.
Yeah. And then the whole point of the show is that essentially it's just like a fun brunch that you can tune in every Tuesday. We're just talking everything from like celebrity gossip, and I mean, it goes from really trashy stuff, and then sometimes, you know, we did an episode very recently on mental health, and I was quite honest about where I was at that point.
Yeah.
And then we also bring on really cool guests, so we've had reality stars, and we had Dina Asher-Smith, who's like the sportswoman of the year, came on, who's like the fastest woman of Britain. Who else we had? And then also we bring on a lot of LGBT plus guests, like yourself. We've had James Barr and Dan came on one episode, we had a non-gay on there. And we just kind of want to give loads of people a platform, as well as, you know, ourselves a platform.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. And what was it like for you two kind of blossoming a friendship so publicly, I guess?
I don't know. It's been lovely.
Ella's a very difficult person.
She's so hateful.
No, it's been nice. Like Ella said, like, we've got a lot of mutual friends.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of Ella's friends are people that I was working with, and they said, you know, I think you and Ella are going to get on very well, and yeah, thankfully we did.
Thankfully, yeah. I mean, it would have made for great entertainment if you didn't get on well.
I know.
Oh, yeah. We are recording right now, so we've got to be careful.
We'll talk about this later. And also, oh yeah, backstory is we all work in theatre or have worked in theatre.
Amazing.
We're all performers, and that's kind of how we all knew each other as well.
You are very theatrical people. I see that.
I'm quite shy and retiring. That's how I like to.
So as you guys cover kind of a lot of pop culture and stuff on your show, there's a couple of things that I wanted to talk to you about. And the first one, I don't know if you saw this, but this was the controversy over the Gillette advert. Did you see this?
I saw a little bit of it this morning. Yeah.
So I don't know how you all feel. I'm hoping you all feel the same as I do, but I don't know. I guess we'll find out. But basically, this advert from Gillette was kind of trying to promote a message, kind of breaking down toxic masculinity and encouraging men to support one another and be kinder and be nicer and call out inappropriate behavior when they see it. Which I saw it, and it actually got me a little bit emotional. I was like, this really appeals to me. I think this is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And then I made the mistake of going into the comments.
Oh.
Never read the comments.
And the comments were not so pleasant. So there was this massive backlash from a lot of different people, from a lot of different walks of life. And it was mostly men, but also some women as well, saying, you know, that this is kind of political correctness gone too far, and we're trying to police people and tell them how to behave. And it was actually quite upsetting to see that online. I don't know if any of you saw this or what your thoughts on it was.
I haven't seen the comments or anything.
It's a lot.
I saw a little bit this morning, and thing is with comments online, I mean, I think we talked about it when you were on our show. Mm-hmm. You just have to ignore it. You can't ignore it because it's there, but these voices aren't, I feel like anything you put online, people are always going to say the opposite just to have a voice or to have an argument with it.
Be controversial.
To be controversial, yeah. Exactly. And the message there is so great. And when you look at that commercial, you can't argue with it. Like, it's saying just be a better person. And if there's a way you can help someone or you can step up and share your voice. So I don't see how you can have an opposite argument to it.
I kind of feel like there might be an element of, you know, if you've been allowed to behave a certain way for a while, and maybe that, you know, you've always, this is just your normal, you know, and, you know, phrases thrown around like boys will be boys, for instance, to kind of dismiss it when like children like fight and beat each other up and things like that. And for such a long time, I feel like it's been almost deemed okay for people to do these things. And now suddenly you know, this big advert, this big commercial has come along and it's saying, actually, we don't think that this is okay. And I think some of the, you know, that reaction to it, that negative reaction, may come from a place of, but this is what we're used to. We want to continue doing this behavior and we don't like being told that this behavior is bad.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's because it's different, isn't it? People don't like being called out on things, and if it's what they've done all their life and someone suddenly goes, actually, that's not quite right, they immediately go on the defense. Mm. So what's nice is that it's the commercial that's being shown to everyone. You don't have to read the comments if you don't want to.
Well, that's a problem, isn't it, with the internet? It's great because you can speak out, but at the same time, anyone can write anything.
Anything they want, yeah.
And so you have so many trolls and so many people who think that they know so much, and they are entitled to write whatever they want. Everyone's allowed to have an opinion, but
yeah,
it should
not have an opinion. We all agree with said opinions, but yeah.
I do find myself getting sucked into it a lot, you know, even when it's something that's not really anything to do with me, like this advert, for instance. I found myself getting pulled into
that's
it.
Why.
And I do care, but you know, at the same time, like, I could have also just stepped away and been like, you know what, it's fine. And, you know, me fighting with these people isn't going to achieve anything. Because I did. I went on Twitter and I got into a few fights with these people, as I always do. But, you know, I could have stepped away and it probably would have made little to no difference. But it can be quite easy sometimes to get, like, sucked into social media.
You do. If someone's giving their point of view across, then why shouldn't you as well give the opposite point of view?
But then they just give their point of view back and then I just give my point of view back.
I suppose there has to be a balance, doesn't there? Because if we always take a step back and aren't always speaking out, then how do we always keep moving forward?
That's true, yeah.
But then I guess there has to be a limit because ultimately, you know, then it ends up being a battle, like you say.
I do think that it would be better for everyone if everybody tried to be a little bit more understanding, and that includes me as well. You know, instead of me being judgmental about the people criticizing this advert, maybe I should take a step back and ask myself, okay, why do you think they're really upset about it? Try and understand their point of view. And even if I don't agree with it, I think maybe trying to understand, at least you can kind of meet in the middle there and maybe learn something from each other.
I think it's just frustrating because I think anyone that wants equality in whatever category we're looking at, we just want it to happen now. Like, you know, anything you look at, LGBT plus equality or trans equality, you want everyone to have the same rights. So when it comes to this issue with the Gillette thing, so about toxic masculinity, we want it to just happen now and everyone just to agree.
Yes.
And what's frustrating is people don't agree straight away and you're like, but why can't you see this is so clear in my mind? And we just sometimes have to take a step back and go, actually, let me let you catch up. But just so you know, we're not moving from this point and this is where you need to get to. So take your time, but this is what we're getting.
We're waiting.
Yeah. Hurry up.
I guess it's a case of, like, we, you know, with things like that, with equality and things, it's never just, you never just reach the other side of the river. You need to take little stepping stones across.
Yeah.
And I think it's infuriating sometimes to have to kind of take those little steps when you just want to be like, oh, why can't we just be over here?
But then I guess you also have to acknowledge how great it is that television are broadcasting these sort of adverts now.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
So that's, in itself, a good step forward. Just have to keep making these, I guess.
Yeah, and I think we are. Like, I do, you know, some people say that we are taking steps backwards, and I really don't think we are. I think, in general, everything is moving forward. And, you know, every day, every month, every year that goes by, I do feel like the world is becoming a more accepting and inclusive place. And that's a wonderful thing that we should be celebrating.
Yeah,
just don't look at politics.
just stay away
Let's
from
that. Let's not talk about that.
Stay away from that. I was going to go on to Brexit, but you know what?
No, let's
because
not do
it's we're not doing it. It's too big. There's too much to unpack.
It's too big.
Oh, dear.
So instead of talking about Brexit, I instead want to talk about the Instagram egg.
Oh, Lord.
Have you heard about the Instagram egg?
No.
I've
heard. I was saying Becky definitely hasn't heard,
I know
heard,
it involves
right?
something to do with an egg and Kylie Jenner.
It is.
And I know that there are suddenly, as I went onto the GIF section on Instagram today, there were already about 20 GIFs to do with Kylie Jenner and this egg. But I couldn't tell you what it's about.
Need to go back and explain.
Wait, so am I right? Someone put a picture of an egg up and it's a new account that's gone up and it's by a chicken.
But
the name of the account is a chicken or something.
No, the name of the account is World Record Egg.
World Record Egg. Okay. And this egg has now beaten the picture of Kylie Jenner's picture of her holding her baby's hands. That was like the number one Instagram picture that's ever existed, right? Like the number one Instagram picture.
And now you're saying a picture of an egg.
And it's not like a fancy picture of an egg. It's like
just an egg.
You could just get it from the supermarket. It's just an egg.
An egg.
An egg.
A brown
egg.
You would crack open and put in the frying pan, right?
Yeah, that's exactly
it. If you ever need anything to convince you that the internet is ridiculous, I think this is it.
This is the one.
Oh my goodness.
But not only has this, so Kylie Jenner's picture, which was the most liked picture on Instagram, had 18 million likes, which is fairly impressive.
Yeah, right. Yes.
This egg, as it stands, I think, I will double check this in a moment, but I think it currently has 46 million likes.
Oh, killing the game.
Of an egg, is it a particularly nice egg? Is it a good shape?
It's just a plain white egg.
46 million?
It's just
a normal
egg.
You know what makes me laugh about
double check it.
I think is that most people have gone, oh, you know what? We don't like the Kardashians. I'm going to go out of my way and like this picture of an egg. And you're just fueling it. You're fueling the Instagram trend.
Are you sure there's nothing else in the background?
It's just an egg.
Guys, after this, we're having a meeting and we're going to find an inanimate object and we're going to find it and we're going to make it the most liked picture.
Nelly, I think I've got 46 followers.
Are you ready to see the egg?
I'm so excited.
This is the egg.
It's so great. It's just an egg. It's just an egg.
It's literally just an
just
egg.
Just an egg. Literally just an egg. So that's wow. The state of social media at the minute.
It is, yeah.
Does that make you frustrated as a...
You know what? I feel like I'm doing okay. You know, I'm not doing 46 million likes, okay, but I'm managing by. I've seen there's a lot of people who've tried to kind of bandwagon on the egg. So there's a pineapple going around on Twitter now, okay. And there's a lot of people trying to become the new egg.
People don't like frauds, though, do they?
They don't like frauds. You've got to be original.
I mean, you can be a pineapple, but you're not an egg.
Right, that's enough talking about rubbish. Let's have a little bit of music. This is What Do You Like by Jesse St. John.
What do you like? What do you like? What do you like? What do you like? That's the way.
We are going to play a game now. This is porn or not.
I'm
porn.
So excited. I've been waiting for this game.
Oh, goodness. Dad, if you're listening, please turn it off.
Yes. Parents, time to turn off. I think my parents stopped listening a long time ago.
Can I just tell you, I said... sex on the podcast the other day and Becky got really embarrassed.
Oh, Becky. Yeah, Becky's parents, time to turn off. Just 15 minutes and then we'll be done.
Oh, I'm into it. I'm excited.
So excited. You guys have a segment on your podcast called Prince Charming.
Yes. Tell
us a little bit about your Prince Charming segment.
It's basically where we tell our listeners how tragic we are at dating.
I love it. It's my favourite bit.
We try. We try really hard. But yeah, me and Martin ourselves.
Yeah, basically, Ella and I are single, and Becky is loved up. How many years now?
6 years.
Oh, what a bitch!
6 and a bit years. We hate her.
So she gives us advice, and mainly
laughing at them.
And then Ella and I go out and date people and come back and tell you about it. And basically, the difference in mine and Ella's dating lives is that she meets awful men and I am the awful man that everyone else meets, basically.
Oh yeah. No.
I try really hard to be lovely.
I think you're lovely. I do.
Thank you so much.
Well, I thought I'd ruin your segment by doing a Prince Charming themed porn or not porn.
Okay. I'm so into it.
This week. So I have five sound bites here. Some of them have been taken from porn and some of them are Prince Charming related in some way, shape,
okay,
or form.
Okay.
I also do not know the answers. Mm-hmm. So I am in the same boat with you guys and we're going to work together to try and figure out whether these are porn or not porn.
I'm nervous.
It's a harder game than you think.
Okay.
Should we dive right in?
Let's go for it.
All right. Our first one is...
I mean, inappropriate's great, so...
Ooh. See, that didn't sound like a prince to me.
No, he didn't sound super princey.
But I'm not sure it sounded quite porny either.
Yeah.
I'm going to need another listen.
Yeah, let's go again.
I mean, inappropriate's great, so...
I mean, inappropriate... I recognise the note. That's not Tom Daly, is it? That sounds... Wait.
I mean, inappropriate's great, so...
Yeah,
Tom Daly?
He's quite Prince Charming, eh?
I would say Prince Charming. My gut is saying Prince.
I just don't... It probably isn't Tom Daly, but if it was, I don't understand how that would be a Prince Charming.
Yeah, I'm
it's
confused.
Probably not Prince. It's probably not Tom Daly. I'm very bad
it
with
doesn't
voices.
It sound very porny, though.
It sounds like very posh porn.
Very posh porn.
Is that a thing?
Let's hear it again.
I mean, inappropriate's great, so.
That doesn't sound porny to me.
No, it's not porn.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I think I'm saying not porn.
I'm saying not porn.
Okay, yeah, we are in agreement and we are saying that this is not porn. And the answer is, this is not porn.
Yay!
Yay! This is Richard Madden, who played Prince Charming in 2015's Cinderella, being interviewed by Grazia.
Yeah.
Gorgeous Richard Madden, what a guy.
Not Tom.
Not Tom. Close enough. All right, our next one is...
I'll be most happy to play your game, my lovely hostess.
Oh, that's got to be porn.
It has to be porn. In what capacity is that not porn?
Oh, my goodness, let me hear it again.
I'll be most happy to play your game, my lovely host.
Oh, my God.
I want to watch it. It sounds so fun. I imagine there's regal costumes. I reckon it's a regal porn.
Like, or it could just be like, you know those like old movies where everything is like a bit weirdly risque?
Yeah, it could be.
Like almost like Carry On.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That kind of thing.
It could be a Carry On. Yeah, I
could
see what you mean.
It could be a Carry On. Oh. It's possible.
Don't you just love Carry On films?
I do. Stay on topic.
She has a tendency to drift.
It's fine. I drift as well. It's all right.
Okay, what's your gut?
Should we, let's hear it again.
Let's hear it one more.
I'll be most happy to play your game, my lovely hostess.
It's the people in the background that make me think it might not be porn.
Yeah, I agree.
Because that's a lot of extras for porn.
Yeah, there's not always a budget.
Unless it was filmed in a room with very, very thin walls.
Maybe. It's quite possible.
It's either super low budget, like they couldn't afford like some soundproofing.
Yeah. I think not porn.
Not porn.
Yeah.
I'm
going to say not porn as well. We are in agreement again. We are saying not porn.
Oh
I'm sorry. It is porn.
Is.
This is from the 1972's The Canterbury Tale. The film contains no less than 15 sex scenes. It was regal porn. You were correct.
And we were. It was like an oldie time, not quite oldie time, but older time film.
Well, because isn't the Canterbury Tales? The Canterbury Tales is like old English, isn't it? It's like from like a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean,
Was it a book?
I think it was a book.
I think it's a book.
I think I studied it. I should really know this. It was a long time ago.
I feel like I have too.
We took a lot from our education, clearly.
Sorry, Mom.
The British education system doing well.
So that's porn with a lot of extra people in the background.
Yeah, it must have been the big porn production. I've got more. I'm being told that The Canterbury Tales is a collection of 24 stories, and it was written between 1387 and the 1400s. So that's a fun thing to make into porn. They will make anything into porn.
They will.
Literally anything.
So really it's a win for both teams.
Yes.
It's a historical piece.
Should we have the next one?
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go.
I already cleaned the basement and the cellar this morning, remember?
Porn.
No, I don't.
I think not porn.
I don't think it is.
It's so obvious.
It's so obvious. There's like moaning in there.
No, she's sweeping, isn't she?
I already cleaned the basement and the cellar this morning, remember? Oh,
she's being Cinderella. Sweeping. She's being Cinderella. She's sweeping. That's what it is, right?
Oh, that is sweeping.
Yeah.
I really thought that was like groaning.
It does sound like somebody's very heavily sighing.
No, I think it's like a Cinderella-themed porn. Like she's like sweeping. She's
And
then maybe like the ugly sisters come in and something happens.
And they all get their breasts out. And then
did you write this porn, Martin?
No, but if it's not made, I will. I'll do anything for a paycheck.
Let's have it one more time.
I already cleaned the basement and the cellar this morning, remember?
Oh.
I already cleaned
the basement and the cellar.
And the cellar this morning. So it is a Cinderella-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is it Cinderella porn or is it just regular Cinderella?
Who's played Cinderella? It doesn't sound like Hilary Duff.
No.
Doesn't sound like Brandy.
How can you just list off everyone who's played Cinderella?
Doesn't sound like Drew Barrymore.
Do you know how many times a day she mentions Hilary Duff?
Who doesn't love Hilary Duff?
Lizzie McGuire.
I think it's porn.
Yeah, I think it's porn.
Yeah, I think so too. I think we're all in agreement that it is porn.
Yes!
This is from the S&M classic, Cinderella Takes Her Revenge.
That old classic.
I'm going to be honest, I feel like I'm really good at this game.
Oh, wow.
I'm just
very confident. We are 3-for-3 right now. Are we? Oh, did we get? No, no. Oh, no, we got 2 out of 3. I'm telling lies. Yeah. We got one wrong. We're 2 out of 3. That's still
it's not bad.
Average. We're doing okay.
Very on brand for us.
If there were only 3, we would have won.
Yes, exactly. All right, let's do the next one.
Go to your corner and stay there till you are called.
I recognise that. I have watched a lot of porn, but I recognise that.
If it's not porn, I'm turned on.
I think, I don't know, something tells me it's not porn because it sounds familiar. Like, is this Disney Cinderella?
Yeah, it sounds something like that. The
Can
witches
we hear
again? Or... Go to your corner and stay there till you are called.
It's very that kind of olden Disney, like Bedknobs and Broomsticks kind of thing. So it could easily be like an old Disney movie.
Yeah, some sort of Disney film or some sort of kids film, I think.
Or a very good porn actress.
Very classically trained.
3 years at RADA.
I'm leaning towards not porn.
I think me too. What do you think, Martin?
Not porn?
I mean, it's not very sexy, is it, that voice?
I don't know. I think it's kind of sexy.
Go to your corner and stay there till you are called.
Like, if you're into if you're into like a bondage dominant kind of thing, then you know, I could see it.
No, I'm feeling it a little bit. Like,
the more you hear it, the more you're into it.
No, I'm into it. I'm going to need that recording after this.
I think we are saying not porn,
we're saying, right?
Not porn,
We are saying not porn. This is not porn, taken from a live action TV movie of Cinderella in 1966.
Very good.
Great. So we are 3 out of 4. I reckon we can get this last one as well.
Let's do it.
Where's my teddy bear?
I hope this is porn. I really want this to be porn.
Where's my teddy bear?
Here it is.
I'm also not sure what this has to do with Prince Charming at all, so... I think it must be born.
That's true.
Yeah, I can't think of a charming teddy bear story.
Mm. No.
Can we hear it again?
Yes, we can.
Where's my teddy bear?
He sounds so happy. He's
Winnie
very happy.
The Pooh.
Is that Owen Wilson?
I don't know who that is. Oh, is he the... No, that's... Who's he?
He's the actor with... He has a large nose.
Very helpful and descriptive. Thank
you for
that.
He works a lot with Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. I
Wedding Crashers.
Is he the Marley and Me man?
He is.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, got it.
Hmm. I think
this has stumped me.
I think porn.
Do you?
Yeah.
So what do you think the teddy bear's significance is in this particular pornographic film?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Like, what's the role of the bear back?
She's gone all shy. She's gone very, very shy.
No, I don't know. I've just got a bit of a feeling that, yeah, the teddy bear's referencing something else.
Yeah, I know. I feel like it's a genuine teddy bear, but I still think it's porn.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Like a teddy bear full of dildos or something. I don't know.
Who finds these clips? Like, that's someone's job. I love
that. That's somebody's actual job. Yeah.
That's great. Shall we hear it again?
Let's have it one last time.
Where's my teddy bear?
I don't know. He sounds so cheery.
He sounds cute. Like,
which
I'm attracted
also makes
to
me think it's porn because he's about to get laid. So I'm going... Porn.
I think it's porn.
I think porn.
We all think porn.
Yeah, okay. We are saying final answer, porn. And it is taken from 1978's Fairy Tales. The film features Snow White fucking all seven dwarfs.
Oh my God,
really?
Beautiful. What a night.
I'm still struggling to find the relevance of the teddy bear.
Yeah, can we... Why the teddy bear? Do we know why there's a teddy bear? Lovely producers. They are going to tell us now. Okay. During the intro... just messing around. Still,
oh,
okay,
right.
still don't understand.
Just a bit of chit chat about the teddy bear.
We are going to be reacting to your sex confessions later on in the show. So if you would like to send those in, you can do that anonymously by emailing callum@fubarradio.com. But before we do that, let's have a little bit more music. This is Aha by Bright Light, Bright Light.
Putting on that ring. Aha. Alright. It's time. three, four things that'll get you putting on that ring. Uh-huh.
Can you two behave over there?
Sorry.
There's some roughhousing happening in the studio.
I was grooming.
It's my fringe.
We have another game here, but before we play it, I want to know how you guys feel about dating apps, because you have your dating feature
yes.
on your show that we talked about it. And I feel like you've both had some negative... this doesn't really apply to you, Becky, because you're in a relationship.
Yeah, and then even before I met Adam,
It wasn't
a thing. No.
I do feel like there was a time when, like, online dating was seen as this thing, and everyone was like, oh my god, you do online dating? And
yeah.
like, it was seen as like, oh my god, you're a creep if you do that. Like, I feel like I was an early adopter of it. I used to use something called Plenty of Fish in like 2006.
I was on Plenty of Fish.
Were you?
Yeah, maybe we met, I don't know.
Maybe we chatted.
It was probably all for you.
But what is your general thoughts about dating apps?
I love to hate dating apps. I'll use them for a couple of days and then I'll get scared and I'll delete them because I'm like, oh no, I don't want to meet someone that way. But then it's hard to kind of get across your personality, I think, in that first message.
Yes, it really
but
is.
But also you kind of have to, otherwise I don't know. My dating life tends to start and end in that first message.
Do you want to tell everyone about the gifts?
What's your favorite thing? How do you start a message?
The
I
gifts?
Don't know if I, should, I don't know if I should say this because everyone will know.
don't have to say anything you don't want to.
If I panic and I can't think of anything to say, normally I can and normally it's dreadful, but I will send my favorite gift, which is a whale, and it says... Well, hello there.
I would unmatch you.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
Is that better or worse than yesterday? I'm liked somebody on an app, and my first message was, "Hey, I'm pretty sure I threw a pint of beer over you when we were in this restaurant that I was working in approximately 8 months ago. Very sorry."
Oh my goodness.
I would think that was cute, actually.
Yeah, I haven't got a like back, so
a little bit upset.
And my thing with it is, I'm currently off the apps, but I need to get back on because I'm very single at the moment. But I feel like on the apps, I create like a character for myself. And then I said recently, I'm tired of like spending 3 months pretending to be this person that loves to go walking. Or like, oh, I love art house cinema. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to like lie in bed, eat popcorn and watch The Kardashians. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. But I don't say that on the app. And then,
but you should.
No,
I should.
And I've recently just changed all my profiles, so it's got the worst pictures of me on there. Because I had, like, all my professional pictures, and I was essentially catfishing people. And they were turning up, and then I messaged them for a second date, and then one guy I messaged, I was like, hey, like, what are you doing? He was like, I moved to Berlin.
But when you say the worst pictures of you, I don't believe that they're the worst pictures of you. Like,
no.
The worst. Like, it's not you, like, in bed, like covered in crisps.
No, but it's the stuff I don't.
Presumably.
No, but I should put one on like that.
I matched someone the other day. Well, I didn't match him. He was on there. And all of his pictures were just, he was in a bath, but all you could see, he was surrounded by bubbles, and it was just kind of his eyes, nose, and his mouth that were out of the water.
I quite like that.
Did you match?
No.
Didn't work for you.
No.
Well, in this next game, instead of choosing people by their pictures, you are going to be choosing whether you want to left or right swipe people based on one thing about them and one thing alone. Becky, you can join in as well.
Okay.
Even though you
judgment.
Are happily in a relationship. So our first one, you've been dating for 2 months, but you're not official yet. You see a Tinder notification pop up on your partner's phone. Oh, interesting. I noticed different reactions here. I feel like the ladies were like, no, and Martin was like,
I'll take
anything. That's often the case in this situation. No, 100%. Bye.
Yeah, really?
Really?
I think
it's hard.
Are you official?
No, you're not official.
You're not official,
no,
yeah.
No, but
it depends.
Are you exclusive?
I'm going to say no.
Well, then that's different, I guess.
Okay.
If you've had a conversation and you've said, like, so... we're not officially boyfriend and girlfriend, but we're exclusively dating each other, and then you see that Tinder notification pop up. Mm-mm.
I'm actually in agreement with you there. If you have had that conversation, you say you're exclusive and they're still on Tinder, I think I would lean towards
exactly.
you as well.
But then, however, if you haven't had that conversation, then I guess it's open. Why
I think
not?
It depends where you're at. You might have only gone on you might have gone on 3 dates with that person over 2 months, or you might have gone on 8 dates and you're a lot more invested in it.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a time, not that, about a year ago, I was dating a guy and we dated for about 4 months. We never had a conversation to say we're exclusive, but we went on a lot of dates, like 20 dates. And we were getting on really well, but I was still on the apps. I was still even sleeping with other guys. And I'm pretty sure he was as well. We just didn't have the conversation. But we never said we were going to be exclusive. So
I was essentially in a relationship like that. Didn't know very well.
Well, we just did an episode, actually last week's episode, which was on open relationships.
Yeah.
And I am a big believer in, I think I would like an open relationship. And these two are a big believer in the fact that they think I would be awful at it.
He would be terrible. He likes to think that he's, you know, easy breezy. I could go with that. Sure. Absolutely, 100% not. He cannot bear Ella or myself to have other friends.
I don't want anyone to play with my toys.
He couldn't share. But then also, I don't know, have you ever tried it? It might work out for you.
Yeah, I said the next person I meet, I'm going to do it.
No, you will not. Sure. No, I won't. I support you if you're thinking
about it. I'll half have the conversation and then give up.
I feel like, obviously, it has to be right for the person, but I do feel like open relationships have the potential to kind of make you feel even more secure about yourself. Because I think if I was dating somebody and we were monogamous, no matter how much I trusted them, there might always be a niggling thought in the back of my head.
That they're going to cheat.
Are they going to cheat on me? I've been cheated before.
One of my teachers at college said this to me. Just randomly, we were in the middle of a contemporary lesson, and he just went, girls, come here. Went, you will never know what somebody else is thinking.
Oh, God.
And, wow.
Oh, it's stuck with me ever since. Terrifying thought, but it's true.
It is true. You know, so like sometimes I do feel like being in an open relationship, I could be like, well, yeah, they're going to be with other people, but at least they're going to tell me. At least they're going to be open about it.
I suppose, yeah.
You know, there can be a trusting element to it.
Yeah.
But it has to be right for you.
Opinion that we needed to hear last week when we were having this discussion on our podcast, because I kept saying, I'm sure that there must be a reason why people do this, but I couldn't really
work it out.
See it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because obviously I've been in a monogamous relationship for so long and it's worked, so I can't.
Why would you do anything else if you're happy? Yeah,
but totally. But you know, there's a reason why people do. And that makes sense. Maybe it does. There's something about it that does make you feel more secure as a person.
Yeah, and for me personally, because I've said for a long time that I've wanted an open relationship, I quite like the idea of my partner still kind of going out there and exploring the world. And that can be like romantically and sexually with other people as well. And then kind of like, I don't know, I just like the idea of having a boyfriend who would go out and be like, oh my God, I got with the hottest guy last night. And I'd be like, oh really? Like, tell me all about it. And like, a lot of people can't see that point of view, and that's fine.
You know what I like the idea of? Having a boyfriend.
You can send your submissions now. I like the idea, but I'm also wildly jealous and I feel like I'd never be able to do it. And that I'm just such a conflicted human. I'm so sorry.
I know. You love the idea of it. And also, until you actually try it, you don't really know.
I've had the conversation before where I've said to someone, why don't we try an open relationship? And then they've agreed and I've instantly got jealous. I'm like, why am I not enough for you?
The eyes go, and
the rage comes.
I do feel like there's a certain like we either are or do want it or we don't.
Yeah.
You know, everyone I've spoken to
has it in them,
whether they're okay to share or not, with zero judgment on that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we do another one of these dating people?
Let's do it.
I think we all said no to that one. Well, it was context.
Yes, yeah. Context.
Context is important. Mm. All right, our next one is, you and your partner have been together for 9 months. New Year's Eve is coming up and they've already made plans with their friends and haven't invited you.
She's done.
I wouldn't break up with them, but I would be upset.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I want my New Year's kiss, goddammit. I've not dated you for 9 months to miss out on my goddamn New Year's kiss.
I mean, that's an invested time, isn't it?
Nine months.
I'd
I think New Year's is not, maybe you can do your separate plans as long as you get together for that kiss.
That's quite cute. I quite like that. You both go out with your friends, you have fun, then you meet at midnight. Let's go to a big event
where we can be separate all evening and then just like make out and then go back to our friends.
Yeah, that's cute. I like that.
But to have not discussed it and to have not invited you and, you know, or even broached the subject. Mm-mm.
Can you imagine if you were just like assuming you were going to spend it together and then at like 5 p.m. on New Year's Eve, they're like, right, I'm off.
You're like, babe, I'm ready. You're like, I'm off.
Bye.
See you, babe. Yeah, no, got a problem with
deal
that.
Deal breaker.
I think I'm going to left this person.
Yeah.
I'm done with them.
No. No. Left is yes. No.
Oh, were we swiping?
Yeah, no. Yeah,
did we do that on the first one?
We didn't. What? It doesn't matter. Yeah.
I swiped left on that other one as well.
Sorry I swiped about it. The last one I swiped right and then regretted it. That's what happened.
Sure, right. Sure.
This one is a left. Like a clear left.
Okay, we have one more.
Just to check, left is no, right?
Left is no. Okay. Yeah, I can tell you've not been on the apps. You've been a good girl. The person you've been seeing for 3 months has their 21st birthday next week.
Aww.
Invites have been sent out for their party, but you did not get one.
How many months? Three.
Three.
Well, that would mean that they'd be 9 years younger than Martin.
I'm dating a 21-year-old.
You're like, I'm staying with
I'm
them.
I'm such a cougar.
So you don't get an invite for their 21st?
No, and you've been dating
I'm
3 years.
Sorry,
months.
I know I'm probably coming across like quite harsh, but absolutely swiping left again.
I am as well. Like,
why would
21st?
I not be invited?
Yeah,
I fuck think I'd person. Swipe no, actually.
Because if you're dating someone, like what you just said then about with an open relationship, what you like about it is that he'd come back to you like a friend would and be like, oh my God, I just got with this really hot guy. Yeah. And then so you've got that friendship element.
Yeah.
So if you would invite your friends to your 21st, which you would...
Why would you not have the person
dating?
Why
wouldn't I get invited?
But also, what if you weren't quite ready? 21st is quite a big event. Like, all your family going to be
yeah,
there. Maybe
I'm
some
with
grandparents,
I'm with
auntie
you.
And uncle, some distant
but
cousins.
But still, if you've been dating... First. I guess it's context again, right? Because what's dating? For me, like, dating, are you seeing each other... Every
9 months is a while, though, right?
No, this is three.
This three is months.
Three.
Oh. Sorry, I zoned out there. See, like,
it wasn't a 21st.
Thinking about your 21-year-old.
I was like, 21?
It wasn't a 21st birthday, but I had a birthday a couple of years ago, and I threw a big party, and I invited the guy I'd been on one date with to that, you know? So I feel like you...
I feel like that's a little needy.
No, because I like...
You couldn't get the numbers up. Like,
no one will come. There, thank you.
No. I think yeah, when you get to an age, a party's just a party, isn't it? So, I mean, yeah, it's an event, but if I'm having a party, yeah, come along.
See, I'm a bit like, woo, let's invite everyone.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Get okay, them in.
Yeah. Or like bring a friend, so I don't need to spend the whole night with you.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah.
But he didn't even do that, so it's a no from me.
Left.
Yeah. I'm saying no left, as well. Left. Fuck him. Fuck these people. Mm. Fuck boys. That's what they are. That was great. Let's have a little bit more music, and then we are going to be doing Sex Confessions. So this is Girl of the Year by Ali X.
Better eat or give you a choice. If you see me coming, Radio presents
Ian Boltsworth.
That you'd had a sex dream about me.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Right, okay, well,
tell me about it. Okay, it started off perfectly as usual. I was having sex with Eminem. We just switched up, so he was now on top. And then I don't know, I like closed my eyes for a second and I woke up and it was you.
Surprise!
Yeah, you were there. This was definitely a dream because you were on top and you don't go on top.
Well, it's just easier for all involved.
You were you, but as Bob from Twin Peaks.
I suppose I do look a bit like Bob from
Twin
Peaks.
Right, a little bit, but you were also making that face that he makes. Yeah, you didn't say anything.
Can't
you were
help
just
it.
Doing
I'm
that.
On top. That's it. I've told you before, man.
It was terrifying.
Every Monday.
Ian Boltsworth.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Are you ready for some sex confessions?
Yes, always.
I am.
Becky, I feel like you're nervous about this.
I am a little bit, but that's okay.
All right, Martin, there's a nice long one here. Exactly how you like it. Would you like to read this first one?
I can see it, and I think Becky should read this
one. Oh, wow. Oh my god!
Becky, can you see it from over there, though?
Do you know what? I am actually quite blind.
So maybe you can't. Maybe this is you getting out of it.
I actually, yeah, I do have really bad eyes.
It's going to have to be you, I'm afraid, Martin.
Oh my god.
It's all for you.
Okay. I love sucking dick in public.
Oh my goodness.
Early on, I did it in public places indoors. Men's rooms, changing rooms, places like that. Sometimes you could find me on my knees in a park in summer.
Wow.
However, one of the first times I did this outside, I had forgotten it had rained that day. I was really into the guy and we were having lots of fun. It wasn't until we had finished that I realized the ground was wet. While I walked home at 1 a.m, anyone who walked past me would have known what I had been up to as they saw that I had wet knees on the pants that I was wearing.
I don't think that, like, wet knees necessarily equals fellatio.
No.
But what else does it mean?
I don't know. Like, you could have fallen forwards
exactly.
onto your knees.
That's very true.
You could have been assisting a wounded squirrel. Like, I don't know, there could be many things that you were doing.
You could have a very prominent walk.
Yeah.
With a knee first.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, no, I don't think that's... Like, if I was to walk by someone on the street, I wouldn't necessarily think, oh, wet knees.
You've been up to something.
You live in Disney Princess Lab. I think I'm like, what have you been up to?
What have you been doing? I get this person's like love for sex in public, though. I've always quite liked the whole sex in public exhibitionism kind of thing. You just have to be careful with like laws and not doing illegal stuff.
It's going to jail.
Tricky.
Yeah,
it's
tricky. Wants to go to jail.
No, England's too cold, surely.
But I do feel like there are more kind of spaces and venues now opening up to kind of cater for that. You know, there's a lot of sex
really?
Clubs. There's like, well, there's like Torture Garden in, you know, in London, for instance, which is, you know,
Becky's,
like a BDSM night.
I know what
Becky frequents.
I've got a membership.
I don't know. I think the world's becoming a more inclusive, inviting place, which allows people to do these things within the realms of the law, which is nice.
Sure, but surely if your point is that you want to like
isn't
go
it
outside,
lovely? Such a nice thing.
Just it's more inclusive, isn't
but
it?
But it's not illegal, is it?
To have public indecency. So if you were giving a blowjob in the park with your wet knees.
But what if there was nobody else around?
Yeah, but...
look at you panicking about your recent activities.
No.
But if somebody saw you and was offended by it, it becomes
course.
A crime.
It does.
I think that's... Yeah, don't quote me on the law. I'm not a lawyer. Yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about. Just be careful. Just check the laws before you do it. That's my advice.
Sure.
Just check your legal
take
handbook.
Take a Coke and knee pads.
Who would like to read the next one?
Ella.
I am looking at you, Ella. I'm not going to lie.
The little one, okay.
Yeah, the little one.
Still avoiding that guy in my building who I slept with on New Year's Eve. Oops.
Oh, see, I get this kind of with, like, anyone that, like, if somebody's in my building, I don't want to, like, make friends with them or have a conversation with them because I don't want to have to say hello to them for the rest of time.
Yeah, don't shit where you eat.
You know? So I don't think I would try not sleep with somebody.
Yeah. That's why you've got to double check with these apps that are location based.
Yeah, that's not somebody's
like,
next door neighbor.
I don't want like 100 meters away. You need to be like at least 600 before you have a conversation.
That's still not very far.
Yeah, but they're not your neighbor. Yeah, like occasionally you see them in the co-op, but that's
it. Yeah, that's a shame.
I feel like this person is going to have a lot of awkward encounters to come.
Like in the bin room, like, oh.
Yeah.
Hi.
Sometimes it's the price you have to pay for a bit of fun on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
The last one, Becky, I am going to make you read this. You can come over
Shall
here.
Shall I come
though.
Over there?
You can come over here. Okay. Yeah, and use my microphone. Look. Here she comes. She's making a racket.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I recently found nudes on my boyfriend's phone, admittedly while snooping, but now I don't know how to confront him without looking like a psycho.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I would like to say, first, don't go snooping. That's naughty. Naughty, naughty,
naughty
listener.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Secondly, just because there's nudes on the boyfriend's phone, it doesn't mean he's doing anything untoward. I love taking nudes, and I don't send them to anyone half the time. Sometimes I send them to everyone in my phone.
But someone else's nudes, surely. I mean, like, someone's sent the nudes. They're like if it's someone else's sent
the boyfriend
nudes.
I would assume it was somebody else's nudes.
I recently found nudes on my boyfriend's. Yeah, I don't know. You don't know.
Here's my issue. I'm all about the snoop. But you've got to be prepared for the consequences. So, like, if I'm snooping and you find that, then you've got to be prepared to confront them. You can't just snoop. Like, that's, like, half the story. Like, if you're going to snoop, you need to follow it through. And then you've got to be prepared for the end game. So if you're going to look for something, you've got to be prepared for the argument or the breakup or whatever else comes.
Yeah, I think...
Snoop away.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to advocate snooping, but, you know, it happens.
I've snooped. I don't advocate snooping, and I have snooped.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people have. But no, you shouldn't. But still, I think, yeah, if it was me, if I was in that situation, I think it would be hard not to confront.
I think you have to confront.
Because you would want to know whether it's his own personal nudes. I mean, God, if it's
you
done,
should know, I think.
who's ever nudes these belong to? Yeah, you've got to say something, right?
I think so.
You do. And I don't think he's going to think you're a psycho.
No, but how do you bring up that conversation? So I was just looking through your phone.
You've got to be
you
honest.
You have to admit. You have to admit you've been a snoop.
I'm really sorry. There was something in me that thought, I need to bring this out. I need to have a little look.
You say, hey, I didn't trust you. Turns out I'm right. Sorry about it.
I would love to talk about nudes all day long. But this actually brings us to the end of the show.
What? No more nudes.
Tell us again where people can listen to The Real Brunch.
So The Real Brunch, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all those great sites. Episodes come out every Tuesday. And then occasionally we bring out extra guest episodes on Fridays. You can also follow us on Instagram at The Real Brunch or Twitter.
At Real Brunch Pod.
At Real Brunch Pod.
And search the episode with me.
Yeah. We have an episode with Callum McSwiggan. And can I just do a shout out for something else that's happening
of course.
Right now?
Shoot.
So I'm also working with Student Pride on the podcast #QueerAF. It's going into its third series now. Every series they have different people producing each episode, and they're all topic based. So mine is about a male body issue and eating disorders within the LGBTQ+ community. It coincides with National Student Pride, which is happening the 22nd to the 24th of February. You can still get your tickets for that, studentpride.co.uk/tickets. The main event is on the 23rd, which is going to have a live podcast episode with Evan Davis and Ian McKellen. Check that out, guys.
Fab.
But yeah, my episode will be coming out on the 28th of January, and it's called #QueerAF, and it is for National Student Pride.
Amazing. Well, that was a lot to say. You squeezed it in. Well done. You guys have been amazing. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
And follow us on Instagram. I'm at, what's my, I forgot what it is.
Mr. Martin Joseph.
At Mr. Martin Joseph. Please follow me.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for coming on. And I'm going to play you out with a little bit of Thursday by Jess Glynn.
I won't wear makeup on Thursday. I'm sick of covering up. I'm tired of feeling so broken.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.